Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. Okay, Aleda, good morning. Thank you for joining me in the chaos that we call Rich and Daily. I'm really excited to have you.
Thank you for having me. I love chaos.
Yes. So I gotta ask, have you ever expected an invite to something, but it just never came?
You know, for so long I had, but then I finally got your email to co-host mm-hmm. this show. So
Yeah, dreams. Dreams are being made, finally.
Today, God. Thank you.
It's been a long time coming. So I've been thinking a lot about actor Rachel Zegler. Even though she's one of the stars of the Oscar-nominated movie West Side Story, she did not get an invite to the damn Oscars.
Yeah, life is a scam. It doesn't make any sense. She's in the movie as a lead.
I know. And just like us, a lot of people are shocked. They're kind of upset. None of us know how Hollywood works, apparently.
No, they don't. I feel so bad for her. Maybe we, though, could we get her like a seat filler?
Yeah.
Some work as a seat filler? I don't know. Do you know anybody?
Yeah, I might. I can get her SAG rate. It'll be a dream for her, I'm sure. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Elena Davies, filling in for Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Monday, March 21st.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So if you've starred in one of the year's big Oscar-nominated movies, you would expect to get the ultimate star treatment. I mean, Elena and I expect that when we go into a Target. So what's the problem here? You'd also expect to attend the Academy Awards, and actor Rachel Zegler is getting none of that. She played the lead role of Maria in Steven Spielberg's West Side Story, which is nominated for 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Director. But the poor girl cannot even get an invite to the Oscars.
It's painful. So we found out because on Sunday, Rachel posted a series of images on her personal Instagram. She captioned the post, "A quarter of the year well spent." And in the comments section, a fan said, "I can't wait to see what you'll be wearing on Oscars night." And Rachel responded directly saying, "I'm not invited. So sweatpants and my boyfriend's flannel," which to me feels a lot like she just wants to brag that she has a boyfriend.
Yeah. I mean, it's the small wins for her at this point. But
honestly, she needs to celebrate that because ouch from the Oscars.
Yeah. I mean, to me, as someone who basically wears the same shirt until I can't stand the amount of stains it's accumulated, this sounds fine. Like, this sounds great.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah. Okay, so obviously after this happened, the internet went wild because, like we said, Rachel is the star of the movie. She even won a Golden Globe for her performance in the film, and of course, she's bummed about not getting an invite to the Oscars. But I will say she's being pretty cool about it. She's handling it well.
Maybe too well, because in the comments to her Insta post, Rachel tells fans she's tried to get a ticket but says it doesn't seem to be happening. She also says she'll be rooting for West Side Story from her couch in her boyfriend's flannel, and that she is proud of the work that the cast and crew did on the film. She also adds that she's hoping for a last-minute miracle so she can celebrate the film in person, but says, hey, that's how it goes sometimes, I guess. She also thanks her fans for their shock and outrage over her not being invited and says, I'm disappointed too, but that's okay. So proud of our movie. I would be acting a fool. Same. I would be doing the most... I would be... in handcuffs because of the behavior I exhibit, not being invited to the Oscars.
Yeah.
I'm kind of that mad about it now, and I'm not even an actress.
Exactly. I would storm down there. It's like, it's insane. I don't understand it. Should there be a march? Maybe. Maybe we should start one. I don't know.
T-shirts at least.
Yeah. I'm sure Rachel's fans are also shocked by the news that she's being left out. And as social media does so well, they reacted very strongly to the news. One Day at a Time co-showrunner and With Love creator Gloria Calderon-Collette tweeted about how Latin folks still aren't being represented properly in the industry. She said, hey, at ABC Network, you moved the one Latin show you have to Hulu, and at the Academy claims to want to embrace diversity. How about the rare time that Latin people have a movie nominated for an Oscar, you invite the lead? Latin people are 18.5% of this country. Enough. So Rachel is Colombian, and she previously told BuzzFeed about her goal to increase Latinx representation in Hollywood, which I can only assume she was not trying to do from her couch.
In her boyfriend's T-shirt. I don't think so. And like I said, so many fans took to social media to express their outrage over the situation. One person wrote a response to Gloria's tweet saying, at Rachel Zegler was snubbed and no one can tell me otherwise. And Rachel apparently agrees because she liked the tweet. So you know what? Mm-hmm. Maybe she's not as mature as we think. That's a little petty. Yeah. And I'm into it.
Yeah, same.
I stan a petty queen. Rachel also liked another person's tweet about the wider lack of Latinx representation at the Oscars. The tweet says, how the hell is at Rachel Zegler not invited to the hashtag Oscars? For the first time in like ever, 2021 had a multiple of amazing Latino-led films, and here's an opportunity to showcase our people in award shows. I really hope at the Academy makes this right. And you know what? I also hope at the Academy makes this right.
I do too. But let's be honest, they're old and white and they're tired and they're not changing shit.
Probably not changing out of their stained T-shirt either.
Exactly. And, you know, I get it, I guess. So if you're like us, you're probably wondering, why the hell wasn't Rachel invited? Because we don't understand anything about Hollywood. Who does she have to bang to get a damn ticket? But there's clearly a good reason. Apparently, it could just be that there aren't enough tickets. So an industry insider told E! News, movie studios are given an allotment of tickets to the Oscars.
Look, yes, that is true. The studio gets to decide who gets the tickets, but I still think that's an excuse. Disney-owned 20th Century Studios is the production company behind West Side Story, so it's up to them to invite Rachel. But the Academy does also find additional tickets for VIPs who wish to attend. The source told E! It would be different if she was a nominee and or a presenter because each nominee and presenter is offered a pair of tickets. But, I mean... I'm writing because she's still the star of the show. Like, you can't get the star of the film tickets.
Right. Like, let's be really honest. How many times are we watching the Academy Awards and in between naps, we're like, who is that person that you just scanned to in the audience? We don't know any of those people.
Like, does she even go here? I don't know. But I would recognize Rachel Zegler if they panned to her while talking about the highly, you know, nominated West Side Story.
Great point.
But what do I know about production in Hollywood? I mean, I'm just Elena Davies.
Yeah, who knows? So some people have wondered if maybe the pandemic affected the guest list for this year's ceremony. Obviously, there's probably still some adjustments they're making for safety. And earlier this month, the Academy laid out a plan to scale back the ceremony, and they wanted to exclude the 3 short film awards and 5 Below the Line awards from the main show, which Below the Line basically means technical categories, so editing, sound design, makeup, stuff like that.
And these categories would be presented during a pre-show segment and then edited into the live broadcast on March 27th. But the Academy got a lot of blowback for the plan from some very big names. On March 9th, Oscar winners James Cameron, Kathleen Kennedy, John Williams, Guillermo del Toro, and others signed an open letter urging the Academy to reverse this decision. But the letter just like doesn't seem to have worked, however, because the eight categories are still shut out from the main show. Can you believe that? They wrote a letter and it didn't work? What?
I mean, the amount of times I've threatened to write a strongly worded letter, now I know it doesn't work. So I'm going to save that time.
Yeah, don't waste your time.
Yeah. But also, are we sure they got it? Like USPS, they're having some problems, you know?
Yeah, I don't trust the mail. It's a little slow, you know?
Yeah.
People are stealing packages all over the place.
Exactly. So obviously James Cameron and Guillermo del Toro don't have a lot of pull with the Oscars. They were like, I'm sorry, who are you guys again? But fans of Rachel are hoping that maybe Steven Spielberg will have some pull. One fan commented on Rachel's post saying, breaks my heart. You were the best part of that movie. Surely Steven Spielberg could do something about this. So I don't know. Maybe old Stevie Spielberg can pull some strings. What do you think?
I'm sure. I'm certain that he listens to this show, right? Steven, Mr. Steven Spielberg,
100%.
I know you're listening right now. If you don't mind, will you just give Rachel a ticket? It just seems like the right thing to do.
Yeah, he's an angel investor on this podcast. So that's why we've done so well. But I would like to actually come clean. I took her ticket and I'm not giving it back. I'm going.
Oh, well, what will you be wearing?
I mean, my boyfriend's flannel, obviously, with a belt around it.
I see that. It's trending these days. We're going to see a lot of oversized stained boyfriend shirts. So
stains are the important part there.
Spring fashion coming to ya.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Elena Davies, filling in for Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like the show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.